You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Polk County Community Services and St. Croix Tribal Public Health have launched a new program to help parents ensure their children's car seats are safe. The Car Seat Safety Program offers a variety of resources, including free car seat inspections and installation by trained professionals. Residents will need to schedule an appointment for inspections and installation, which will be held at the Government Center in Balsam Lake and take about 45 minutes. Families should also know the exact type of seat they need installed before scheduling the appointment. The Alzheimer's Association is inviting Spooner area residents to participate in the Walk to End Alzheimer's next week. The event is scheduled to take place on Saturday, September 13th at the Shell Lake Community Center. Event festivities will begin at 8:30 a.m., followed by the opening ceremony at 9:30 a.m. and the start of the walk at 10 a.m. The event will also feature Bill Schroeder, a former Milwaukee Brewers player and current broadcaster. Residents can register for the event and find more information on the Walk to End Alzheimer's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that early goose hunting season has officially started. According to a press release, the DNR estimates there are a little over 130,000 geese in the state this year. That population estimate is lower than 2024's, but still significantly higher than long-term averages. The early goose hunting season will run through September 15th. Interested residents can find information on hunting locations and applicable regulations on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage. State Representative Christian Phelps has introduced a package of legislation seeking to defend immigrant populations in Wisconsin. The legislation seeks to maximize the state's options for defending immigrants and preventing families from being separated as a result of federal immigration action. State Representative Phelps also highlighted his work on authoring the Communities Not Cages Act in the press release, which would ban state or local resources from being used to operate identity-based detentions for immigrants or perceived immigrants. Burnett County residents are being invited to a community education event to address the rise in online threats to teens. The event will be held on September 10th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in the Siren School's auditorium. Interested residents can attend the event for free and receive a free dinner. The presentation portion of the event will feature a number of law enforcement experts, as well as parents whose children have been victimized by online threats like sextortion. The goal is to provide families with the tools they need to protect their own children. The Rusk County Public Health Department announced the first positive West Nile virus case in a person in the county on Thursday. The Northwest Wisconsin region has now seen a handful of West Nile virus cases, including another human case in Barron County and a bird in Polk County. Health officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves from the disease, which is only spread through an infected mosquito. Residents should remember to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and mosquito-proof their homes as much as possible. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley has announced she will not seek re-election in 2026. Justice Bradley made the announcement on Friday, saying she believed her best path to rebuilding the conservative movement was not as a minority member of the court. She was initially elected to the court in 2016. Liberal-backed Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor has already announced her campaign for the seat. If she emerges victorious in the 2026 spring election, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. Barron County Department of Health and Human Services officials say they're preparing to take steps to protect against a measles outbreak should the highly contagious disease appear in the Northwest region. Wisconsin has now seen multiple confirmed cases of measles over recent weeks amid dropping vaccination rates over the years. The MMR vaccination rate for children under 2 in Barron County has dropped from 83% in 2013 to just 69% in 2024. Health officials are urging all residents to get the MMR vaccine to prevent further spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to avoid placing their deer stands in or near ash trees this hunting season. Ash trees across the state have been infected by the invasive emerald ash borer, which could cause large branches to snap or drop due to the damage they've sustained. Falling from a tree stand is the most common way that hunters suffer serious injuries while outdoors. To protect themselves, hunters should always use a full-body harness and use a haul line to raise their unloaded firearm or bow into their stand. A Wisconsin appeals court affirmed a lower court decision ruling that the Department of Natural Resources can require concentrated animal feeding operations to obtain permits to help prevent manure spills and protect state waters. The lower court ruling was challenged by the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative, who argued the permits could not be enforced because state requirements go beyond current federal requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Justice argued that the DNR would not have the resources needed to investigate polluters individually. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rasheed Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here's a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight. We'll drop down to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, and it will be quite a bit cooler with a high right around 68. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.